Chapter 6, Devotional 8, Violent Faith, Be Bold, Get Up and Fight. But no one can enter the strong man's house and plunder his property unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. A quotation from Mark chapter 3, verse 27. This verse creates powerful images of brute force and violence. It's part of a passage where Jesus is responding to allegations that he is demon-possessed and therefore able to cast out demons. He begins his response this way: How can Satan drive out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided and rebelling against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. He goes on to tell a parable about spiritual warfare and the struggle between good and evil. He presents the image of a strong man of God engaging in violence. The man of God goes to battle with Satan and binds him to defend his property. Notice Jesus' reference to brute force and violent faith. I often cite this verse in talks to Christian men. I start with the fall of Adam in the garden and recount his utter leadership failure. I talk about Abraham, Jacob, Joshua, Gideon, Elijah, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Paul, and Peter. I go on to make the point that many modern Christian men are not mighty men of valor, but are spiritual wimps and sissies. I give examples that illustrate our timidity and weakness. I explain the ways that Satan so easily defeats us. I go on to challenge them to walk as mighty men of God with courage, confidence, and strength. Are you a timid or courageous child of God? I encourage you to commit today to walk in the Lord's strength and might. Put on your full armor of God. Pick up your sword of faith and march bravely into battle. Engage Satan, the enemy, with a forceful and violent faith. Bind him and take back all that he has stolen from you. Lord, thank you for your word. I will no longer be afraid of Satan. I will put on my armor, pick up my sword of faith, and walk bravely into spiritual battle with Satan. I will bind Satan and reclaim all that he has stolen from me. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.